Murray Country. Who could that be? She's an avid solo traveller, storyteller and award-winning singer-songwriter, and you might know her from her single Red Wine. Please welcome Aaliyah.
Yes, that is right. We've got Aaliyah on the line this morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. First off, let's start with your mob and your country.
My mob is from the Kulin Nation, but I spent most of my time growing up on Bundjalung country in Mullumbimby and now live on Yugambeh country on the Gold Coast, so kind of been around a little bit, but beautiful, beautiful places all around.
Life on the GC must be nice, Aaliyah. It's not a bad spot to live. Are you a person who loves to go to the beach a lot?
I've grown into more of the beach life. I definitely have to make sure I get out and get some sunshine every day, because otherwise I feel like I spend all day on a computer working and that's very unhealthy. So I definitely try and make use of the beautiful landscapes around me as much as I can.
I'm a
terrible surfer though.
That's okay. I don't think I mean, if you live on the coast, you're probably supposed to have that title. You can surf, but
I know, it's just disappointing.
Fake it till you make it, though. Just fake it till you make it. Are you a sand person? See, I love the beach. I love the ocean, but the sand for me is like, it's too much.
I'm fine with the sand. I recently got a beach umbrella, which I find really makes me really happy, because now I can spend as much time there as I want without worrying about getting, you know, super, super, super sunburnt, because I'm just very, like, sun conscious.
I think you need to be.
I know. So I guess the beach umbrella has actually been my best friend at the beach nowadays, which is nice.
Now, obviously, things are opening back up. You're starting to play more gigs, starting to travel again. But we were at the QMA Awards the other night and you looked absolutely stunning. Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Yeah, it was such a beautiful night. I feel like every opportunity that we have now as an industry to get together is just so joyful and full of love and support and everything. And I really felt that in the room that night. And I feel like they you know, ran everything so efficiently that we had lots of time to just catch up after the awards and really celebrate. So it was a really good fun.
I feel like this COVID has really made us enjoy and it's important to really take those moments in like the awards. I mean, because it didn't happen for a lot of years, and there's obviously things that are starting to go open again. I mean, it's crazy how we can take things for granted and have to have a pandemic to pull our heads back in, isn't it?
Oh, it is crazy. And I just hope that, people will still move forward with the appreciation for live music and events that they kind of built over the pandemic as well, because it's still a rebuilding industry. And it's definitely going to take some time to try and get everything back to where it was and try and get like all the skilled workers back in employment and train up the new generation that kind of missed a few years of live music and industry, at live music and events. So, yeah, it's definitely, I definitely hope that mindset stays for a while.
Yeah, definitely. You obviously love watching and performing yourself live. If you could go watch anyone, who do you reckon it would be? This could be anywhere, one in the world, and go watch someone have a live act. Where would you go?
Oh,
I know, I'll put you on the spot.
It's like asking my favorite child. I have got so many favorite artists, but one of my favorite lyricists and songwriters is Passenger from the UK. I've seen him live quite a few times, but I've actually had tickets of his for about 2 or 3 years because he hasn't been able to come to Australia. So I'm holding on to that show. So I guess that's the first one that comes to mind, because he's got such an incredible presence on stage with just him and an acoustic guitar. I really respect the way he performs.
It's a good way to listen to music, isn't it? Just have an acoustic and a voice. I mean, that's one of my favourite ways to listen to music.
Yeah, I think there's a definite power. Like, I've seen him at festivals before with massive crowds, and there's such a power to be able to have everyone up dancing in one song just with your voice and acoustic guitar, and then also have a whole tent as quiet as, quiet as can be, with just that kind of power as well. So, yeah, I feel like he's a very good performer, but he hasn't been able to get into Australia for quite a few years, so hopefully this November is the time.
Well, we hope you get there. We really do. Thank you for having a chat, and congratulations again on your nomination, and we will see you very shortly.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was such a fantastic night, and it was great to see you up there presenting the award to Jem. She's so well-deserving.
This is Wasting Time by Aaliyah. Enjoy. My way.
'cause they don't know me too well. But you carry the danger of being someone I won't tell. Oh, it's clear what I'm doing here.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.